vanity license plates. They seem to abound in Illinois. I'm behind three cars right now, and each one has a vanity personalized license plate. One of them just says NYE1, whatever. One of them says little t, without an E on little, but you know, you can read it, little t. The other one says special one, but it's spelled S-P-S-H-L space W-N. And I don't know if they're the special one for having that, or if I'm the special one for actually being able to read it. Special one. And I've been noticing this a lot. There are lots of personalized license plates, and lots of them are really dumb. A few weeks ago, I was driving home from church, and I saw one that said shiz. Yep, S-H-I-Z-Z. And I was like, yeah, that car is the shiz. So that's the sort of things you see around here. All the time. And I'm going to put a picture attached to this boo of one that I saw a while back when I was moving to my new apartment. And it said, whoa, Nelly. So many of these, if you put your initials on, okay, it's pretty easy to tell, like, okay, that's your initials. But the rest of it, it's like, this really characterizes your life so much that you want to put it on your license plate. Especially this special one guy that's driving next to me. It's an older man, I can see now. I don't know. These personalized license plates, it also makes me think, what would I put on mine? Like, what's so important that I just have to let everybody know via my license plate, which is less characters than... I'm sorry, fewer, my sister would correct me, fewer characters than you have on Twitter to express your thought. You have, what, like 8 spaces to say, you know, sum up yourself? I don't know if I could do it. I don't know. I would be afraid that it would look dumb a month later. I'd be like, oh, man, it'd be like a tattoo. Like, oh, why'd you get the tattoo? Now you regret it because, yeah, and then I'd be stuck with that license plate forever. So... yes, I will keep you all up to date if I see any other idiotic or weird license plates. I think I saw one that said cool a few weeks ago, but I don't remember if that was an Indiana one or an Illinois one. But Illinois, they are just everywhere. Everywhere.